In a year where we all started wearing masks, we lost someone best known for performing in one.
He wears a mask just to cover the raw flesh, a rather ugly brother with flows that's gorgeous.
Rapper MF Doom died last October. The news only became public yesterday when his widow announced it to social media.
His metal face shield was part of a persona he invented that made him an enigmatic figure in hip-hop. And for more than 20 years, he was also one of its greatest lyricists.
Living off borrowed time, the clock ticked faster. That'll be the hour they knock the slick blaster. Dick Dastardly and Muttley with sick laughter. A gunfight and they come to cut the mix master.
MF Doom never had a mainstream hit, but he was often described as your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Scrolls low and behold, know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told.
Born in London as Daniel Dumoulin, he moved to Long Island as a child. As he developed his style, he released his first records with the group KMD.
KMD also featured his brother, who went by the name Sub Rock. Shortly before their second album was supposed to come out, Sub Rock was hit by a car and died. Soon after, their record label declined to release the album.
That was in 1993. A few years later, a rapper emerged in New York sporting a mask inspired by the Marvel Comics supervillain Dr. Doom. In 2003, MF Doom told NPR that the mask helped him keep the focus off his image and on the lyrics.
Music first, then everything else. You won't see me on the cover of an album with tattoos or a big gold chain, none of that.
MF Doom was a character who he often narrated in the third person, and it wasn't his only alias. Another was the three-headed monster King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah, take me to your leader. Quick to claim that he not no snake like me neither. They need to take a breather. He been rhyming longer than Sigmund the sea creature been on Saturday. I'm an author. I'm writing a story. I'm gonna make it interesting enough every time. Even if I gotta switch characters, whatever. It ain't all about me.
Doom was also known for collaborating, for instance, with the Wu-Tang Clan's Ghostface Killah and the acclaimed DJ and producer Madlib.
Mad lays the base like the race card. Villain on the case to break shards and leave a face scarred.
MF Doom always courted mystery, at one point sending imposters wearing his signature metal mask to his shows. It was all performance, whether he was the hero or the villain.
Doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin, either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say?
Daniel Dumoulin, a.k.a. MF Doom, died on October 31st. He was 49 years old.
I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean. Was bad luck a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk. Leave him left scraped. God forbid. If ain't no escape.